Capital 5 with us this morning from the city of Miami, the former mayor of Miami, as well as current commissioner Xavier Suarez. Good to hear from you. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm getting over a cold, but I went to sleep early last night. Never found out what happened in the game, so.
Well, I won't spoil the outcome. I'll let you find out on your own, but you're doing something creative in the Coconut Grove area, which is a district that you represent at Francis Tucker Elementary and also Ponce Middle.
Correct. It was motivated by a person and an incident. A person, none other than Luther Campbell, Uncle Luke, who came to my house early on in my tenure as commissioner and said there's two things that are my dream, my vision for our school kids. One is that they would be busy after school till 5 p.m. And the other one, there's not enough vocational training and not enough apprenticeship programs. So we're going to be starting on that pretty soon.
So you have this program, it's called Envelopes of Safety.
But back to the Envelopes of Safety, we decided to pick one school because there was an incident involving the shooting, but a bullet pierced a portable classroom in the Grove at Francis Tucker Elementary. So we said this is the best school to start, invigorated the PTA, and then used campaign monies to put together two programs that are now ongoing at Francis Tucker. One is a dance program involving 75 kids, and then a martial arts program involving another 50. Almost half of all the kids at Francis Tucker Elementary are involved in some after-school program. Kids that fail to attend school, the attendance goes way up because they all want to participate. Violence goes down. Martial arts teach kids discipline and respect for each other and respect for the institution that they attend, their teachers, etc. And now we're expanding. We have a program at Ponce Middle, which is also in my district. I asked the legislature. We have a sponsor on the House side and a sponsor on the Senate side. On the House side, we have newly elected Representative Nick Duran, who's a Democrat, by the way. And on the Senate side, we have Senator Daphne Campbell, and she's a Democrat, too. But the Republicans are just as supportive. It's a totally bipartisan thing. There's not one person in either the school board or the legislature that has objected or put any obstacles. The school system has all of the facilities imaginable for after-school programs, STEM, arts, sports, etc. The idea is to get kids that are in college and that are getting scholarships, the Bright Future scholarships, to be required to do some clinical stints at the school, you know, some tutoring, etc. The idea came from Representative Carlos Trujillo, Chairman of Appropriations.
And Commissioner Suarez, has the Envelopes of Change initiative already begun?
It's been going on now since the beginning of the semester at Francis Tucker. There's 125 kids there. Ponce Middle School just has martial arts, but we're going to start a STEM program there. We're going to expand to, with the help of my son, Francis, as many as 10 other schools. Brownsville, we're particularly excited about what Luke is doing at Liberty City Optimist. There are two schools there, Georgia Jones Ayers, and the other one that used to be Alapata Elementary that has a new name.
Parents or those that want to help with the Envelopes of Safety initiative, who should they contact?
They're school board members. I met with Dr. Gallen recently, and he's all excited about doing it in his district. All of the school board members, the superintendent is scrambling for resources, including the voluntary ones that I'm putting up and that my son hopefully will put up. As far as contacting me, 305-375-5680. You know, Rodney may have used that to contact Joanne, and they'll get the message through to me.
We're speaking to the former mayor of the city of Miami, Xavier Suarez, and thank you for the Envelopes of Safety Initiative program.
You pronounce it well in both languages. You pronounce it well in Spanish, Javier, and in English, Xavier. Take care.